October and November are usually the craftiest times of the year, when craft shows, church bazaars and gift markets abound. But with pandemic concerns and limits on in-person gatherings over the past 2 years, most shows have been cancelled, or shifted to an online format. Now bazaars and craft shows are back, and although there are fewer opportunities to purchase items like hand-knitted toques and mitts, quilts, home-baked pies, cookies and squares, pickles and jams, a growing number of organizations have taken advantage of the easing of COVID restrictions. St. Paul's Anglican Church, located near the boundary between Innisfil and Barry, opened its parish hall to host an in-person bazaar on Saturday, following COVID protocols. A volunteer took down contact tracing information, masks were required, and there was strict control of the number of shoppers allowed in at any one time. Once inside, shoppers found baked goods donated by parishioners, gift baskets, a silent auction, handicrafts, jewelry and Christmas decorations, and the beloved penny draw. For years, the penny table was run by Alan and Edith Clements, to give kids and grown-ups a chance to win Christmas presents. "My mom and dad used to run it," explained Angel Gowan, at the draw table. "I've taken it over. All year, she pursues bargains online, and collects new prizes for the draw. I fill my house up," she said, "with closets overflowing until just before Christmas, when everything is transported to the church bazaar, and a toonie buys 25 chances to win a prize. People get so excited. Visitors seem delighted with the return of the bazaar and the opportunity to do some in-person browsing. People are like, oh, it's a bazaar. It's just nice to be out," said Siobhan Kemp, who with her mom Mare Duncan handled sales at the jewelry table. "It starts the Christmas mood." St. James United Church in Stroud also held its bazaar on Saturday, a hybrid event that encouraged pre-ordering of baked goods, meat pies, pickles and crafts online, but also opened the doors of the church to in-person shopping. "It is a lot smaller than in previous years. We didn't give up, though," said Shirley King. Ashley and Adam Spadafora, organizers of the holiday market held Saturday in their Lakeside Dance Studio on Irritan Street, were initially unsure of whether or not to proceed, but were delighted with the level of support from both the vendors and the shoppers who came out. "I'm totally a small business supporter," said Ashley, who was selling her own string art and painted paddles at the event. "Homemade is the best, especially at this time of year. Many of the businesses were pandemic startups, launched to provide extra income, or avoid the boredom of lockdown." Melissa Castellerin started her baking business, Cookies, Holiday Treats, last year. "I started when my son was born. I was bored." She learned how to bake and decorate cookies, from Santas to adorable RVs, by watching videos online. Chalk Couture, which features silk screen transfer giftware, was launched just this July by crafters Amy McNabb and Elizabeth Boyd. "We're both very creative. It's something we're very passionate about," said McNabb. "I was crafting all the time. Now we can share this." Soy candles, abstract fluid art, unique laser record clocks made from repurposed vinyl LPs, the candy bouquets of Sherry McNeil, Share Bears, Christmas decor, doggy stockings, the holiday show offered something for everyone, including the health conscious. Olga Ford, of Happy Life Foods, promoted healthy lifestyles along with her gluten-free foods. Ford discovered the option over 5 years ago, out of frustration. She needed to lose weight. Her son had dietary restrictions, her daughter was vegan, and she was tired of making 3 different meals at each sitting. "Now everything in our house is gluten-free, healthy, organic," she said. She discovered an additional benefit. She used to need cortisone shots to reduce inflammation, but "I'm 5 years cortisone shot-free, just by changing what I eat. All I did was change my diet." Ford, who sells her meals and products online, is now looking at a variety of new opportunities and partnerships. "It's exciting. All of the vendors were upbeat, energized by the interest of shoppers. It's been fun," said Ashley. "There's definitely potential for another one. People are enjoying it," agreed husband Adam.